Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Suzanne Shaw, and I'm Digital Marketing Manager at Unio. We have come on today's web call today to address recent events, volatility in markets. You may have read about the same in the headlines, and I'm joined today by Mike and Alex from the investment team, who are going to talk through the events of recent days in US and European equity markets and answer some of the questions you may have. Alex, if I may come to you first and just talk about the volatility of recent days, if you could explain the reasons why this has happened and if there are any reason for concern.
Sure. Thanks, Suzanne. I think it's worth looking back a little bit, first of all, before we focus in on the near term. This year, markets up to now have been relatively strange compared to other years. And what I mean by that is that the distribution of returns across markets has actually been very compressed. And to put that in context, there has not been a single 2% drop in the S&P 500, for example, for over 400 days. Now, normally, when you get that level of calmness in the market, you're going to get volatility ensuing. So at some stage, there was going to be a normalization of volatility in markets. So it was probably not to be unexpected that we had some sort of a market event, as we saw yesterday and into the early start of this morning. In addition to that, there's also then been another factor, which is AI-centric stocks, technology stocks have really outstripped the broader market. They've outperformed substantially, and that's led to a very significant market concentration as well that has brought to extreme levels. So that's been one factor that has just been overarching the market over the last number of months. And coupled to that also, and I suppose this is more regional, from a Japanese perspective, they have had extremely low interest rates for a period of time. That has encouraged what we call a carry trade, which is where investors borrow the yen to invest it elsewhere where there are higher interest rates. And that exposure, that risk in portfolios has been detrimental, as we saw last Wednesday, the Japanese central bank increased rates by 0.25%. And at the same time, we saw the US Federal Reserve indicated that they were likely going to reduce rates in September. So that changed the benefit of that carry trade and meant investors and market managers had to close out that period. So effectively what we've seen this week when we saw the market sell-off occur, particularly in Japan, we would see that more of a portfolio crisis rather than a real economic one, which is how Mike alluded to it earlier on. So I don't think that this is really a conversation around the potential for a recession per se, much more so around about risk exposures having to be addressed that were present in people's portfolios. And I think the conversation around the macro environment is a slightly broader one. And I think probably Mike is an area that he will focus in on.
Thank you, Alex. So it's very calming words indeed. So it seems what we're experiencing is a normal calibration of markets. Perhaps, Mike, if I could bring you in here to get your reaction to the sell-off of recent days. Is it an overreaction, perhaps?
So I think, Suzanne, the selling can go on for a couple of more days, but simply as a fact that people hold these assets and risk budgets are now beginning to kick in. I think what's been interesting and maybe a little bit scary for some people is that the headline writers in the newspapers, having seen a financial market event, ascribe real world causes to it. I've heard people saying there's going to be a big recession, and we don't think that's true. And I want to focus on two things. One is the macro outlook, and the other is interest rates. On the macro outlook, it's mixed, but it's not fragile, I think. So in Europe, we've had a year of very sluggish activity in economies like Germany that are now recovering. The same in France, and the same actually if you look at some of the lead indicators in the UK. In the US, we're into a slowdown in activity. That's really quite mixed across regions, sectors, different bits of the housing market, the manufacturing sector. A lot of indicators point to a recession. The services sector, which is much bigger, is also much stronger. And then the labor market beginning to turn and to weaken as well. So I think it's a slowdown. It's not a recession per se, and that slowdown was probably good in terms of the inflation debate, which has dominated markets in the last 2 years, and that then translates into the second issue, which is interest rates. And broadly, interest rates are beginning to fall. If we look at financial markets, bond yields have come back in, and that's important for us because a lot of the assets we have in the UNIO portfolios are bonds, so the price goes up when yields fall, and also central banks themselves beginning to cut rates. We've seen the Bank of England cut, Bank of Canada, for example. Bank of Japan is really the complete laggard in the central banking community, which is why they've disturbed this carry trade. And then, of course, in Europe, the ECB has cut rates and probably cut rates more. So in terms of the broad economy, the rates coming down is actually quite a good thing if growth stays in and around these levels.
So, Mike, what scenarios do you see playing out here?
So I think it's possible that selling can continue for the next couple of days, and that's simply a function of people having to unwind a lot of the tech stocks, for example, that they sort of gorged themselves on in the last few months. In terms of the broad market outlook, I think there's two scenarios, and they depend really on whether we see contagion or follow through from financial markets into the real economy. And here the really central thing is what we call credit conditions or credit spreads, and that's whether the corporate bond market, and the corporate bond market is worth trillions, is going to remain well behaved or not. And if corporate bond spreads remain elevated, that basically is the financial market telling us that the outlook for financing of companies is riskier, and that typically leads to weaker economic activity. So we've got two sort of scenarios we're looking at with a focus on credit spreads. One is if in 2 weeks' time credit spreads come back to where they were, broad interest rates are lower, and the economy continues just to digest this and pick up. That's actually quite a decent scenario. The other one is if credit spreads remain elevated. It's a more damaging one because it means that financial markets are going to ration capital to companies and the real economy, and then you get a deeper slowdown. That's a more pessimistic scenario. So for us, I think the emphasis actually would be much less on volatility indicators and tech stocks, but actually much more on what's happening in the corporate bond market.
Great. And Mike, if we're to finish up, how would we sum up events the last 2 days for our clients thinking about their portfolios?
Well, if I just think what our investment committee has been doing in the portfolios, a big chunk of our portfolios is fixed income. So it's things like government bonds. So as yields, bond yields have come down, prices of those have gone up. So it's actually been a decent week for that asset class. The other element, maybe to emphasize, we've been reasonably cautious with regard to tech stocks in the last 8 months. And we've really chosen to add in equities to cheaper asset classes like European equities over some of the big US tech funds and tech stocks. So we're probably just a little bit less exposed in terms of the riskiness there.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Thank you both indeed. Thank you, Alex, too. I think that was a really great roundup of events of the last few days and implication for client portfolios. Just to let people know that if they're interested in finding out more, we've just published a report on the same topic on the Insights section of our website. We'll also be sharing it on LinkedIn. So all that remains is to thank my speakers again, Mike and Alex, for your input. And goodbye from all of us and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.